Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark, chapter 7, verses 31 through 37, as follows. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hands on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, O Son of God in Galilee. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to accept Jesus as the historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, one who performed miraculous signs and wonders, and one who was a great teacher, rabbi, and prophet, but also as the one who was sent by God the Father to become the promised Messiah as our Savior. The words of Jesus himself, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, or to the full. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 7, with special attention to verses 34 and 35 as follows. And looking to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, do we accept and believe in Jesus as the one who was sent by God the Father to become our Messiah and Savior? Or do we accept and believe in Jesus only as the historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, a miracle worker, one who performed miraculous signs and wonders, one who said, Ephphatha, be opened, and immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Yes, do we accept and believe in Jesus as our Savior or only as a miracle worker? And why? Because healing was also an important part of Jesus' 3-year public ministry. Healing the sick and the brokenhearted from their illnesses and diseases, as he made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the mute to speak, and the deaf to hear again. And as Jesus even brought the dead back to life again, Jesus said, Lazarus, come out, and he came out walking. As a matter of fact, healing was also important to the people themselves, as they wanted to take Jesus by force and make him a king, saying, surely this is a prophet who is to come into the world. Because that is precisely what happened. After Jesus healed the daughter of a Syrophoenician woman possessed by an evil spirit, as he returned to the Sea of Galilee, this was a constant struggle for Jesus. So being aware of their intention to make him a king by force, Jesus withdrew again to a mountain by himself to get away from them. And after having prayed to his Father in heaven, Jesus came back again to continue his ministry, not only of teaching, but also one of healing. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 30, Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. And that was also true, as they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. This man could not hear, nor could he speak, as they begged him to lay his hands on him. And how does Jesus respond to them? Jesus took him aside from the crowd privately. He put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And his ears were open, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. There is no question about the fact that healing was also an important part of his ministry, as Jesus usually took people aside in private to heal them. As a matter of fact, Jesus even used touching as one of his many ways to heal the sick, even though he was also accused by the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law that it was against the Torah and the rabbinical tradition to touch anyone who was unclean. We read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 2, if a person touches anything or anyone unclean, even though he is unaware of it, he has become unclean and is guilty. In other words, being clean was an important aspect of Old Testament law and the rabbinical tradition, and that unclean hands or unclean food was a violation of their rules and regulations. And yet Jesus was not afraid to touch this unclean man who is deaf. Jesus says that it is not about cleaning hands or unclean food, but about an unclean and impure heart filled with sin that needs to be cleansed. In the verses preceding our text, Jesus said, "What comes out of a man's heart is what makes him unclean." So Jesus doesn't hesitate and made the unclean man who is deaf to be made whole again, pure again, as he looked up to heaven and said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Yes, Jesus even sighed with a long and deep breath, a physical sign of emotion every time he healed the sick. That was also true when the Pharisees demanded a sign from him. Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit. Not only that, but every time Jesus performed a miracle, he charged them to tell no one about it. And yet the more he charged them not to tell anyone about it, the more zealously they proclaimed it. Jesus continued to discourage people and even unclean spirits from speaking about him, because he just did not want people to follow him as a miracle worker, but as the Messiah proclaimed by the Old Testament prophets, that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That he had come to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We read in our text that they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Yes, the people were overwhelmed with amazement. And yet, even though they were astonished, overwhelmed with amazement, and acknowledged that he had indeed done all things well, even making the deaf to hear and the mute to speak again, they still continued in not understanding the real purpose of his coming and his mission as the promised Messiah. And unfortunately, that continues to be true even today, as many people continue to accept a historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, one who performed miraculous signs and wonders, one who was a great teacher, rabbi, and prophet. And yet they fail to accept Jesus as the one who was also sent by God the Father to become the promised Messiah, the Savior. As a matter of fact, this is one of the greatest challenges in every family. When a spouse, a son or daughter, a father or mother, or even a friend is not willing to accept and believe in Jesus as their Savior. Jesus, who said, "I am the bread of life," He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Yes, Jesus came into this world to become the bread of life and the light of the world, to grant the gift of eternal life to everyone who has faith and trust in him as their Savior. And Jesus made it very clear to them of who he was and why he came into this world. Not to condemn the world, but to save the world through his suffering and death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave on the third day. We read in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The same emphasis Jesus repeats in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 38 and 40. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we accept and believe in Jesus only as the historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, a miracle worker, one who performed miraculous signs and wonders? Or do we accept and believe in Jesus as the one who was sent by God the Father to become our Messiah and Savior? I hope so. I hope and pray that we will always accept and believe in Jesus as our Savior and Messiah. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, not only to accept Jesus as a great teacher, rabbi, and prophet, and as the historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, but especially as the one who was sent by the Father to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, through his word and his holy sacrament, Jesus also takes us aside privately and opens our ears so that we can hear him, and opens our mouth so that we can speak boldly about him, especially to those who are still lost in sin and darkness without Jesus as their Savior. And whenever we have fallen short of the glory of God and have not always heard and listened to him, or have not spoken about him, we have God's love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. O Son of God in Galilee, you made the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, the blind to see. O blessed Lord, be near. The speechless tongue, the lifeless ear, you can restore, O Lord. Your Ephphata, O Savior dear, can instant help afford. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not only to accept Jesus as the historical Jesus or the Jesus of history, one who performed miraculous signs and wonders, and one who was a great teacher, rabbi, and prophet, but also and especially as the one who was sent by God the Father to become the promised Messiah as our Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn of cleansing, Your Hand, O Lord, in Days of Old. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we continue to pray for the families and friends of the 12 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic who were killed, the 18 or more U.S. Marines who were injured, as well as more than 180 Afghan people, including women and children, also killed and injured during the cowardly attack and bombing against them in Kabul, Afghanistan. Heavenly Father, today we also continue to pray for the hundreds of American citizens, their allies, and Afghans who helped us during the last 20 years, who were left behind in Afghanistan last Tuesday on August the 31st. Father, we pray that somehow, with your help, guidance, and protection, they will be released and brought back home safely again to freedom and be reunited with their families and friends. Almighty God, we pray for the hundreds of families who have lost their homes and businesses in Northern California, near and around Sacramento and South Lake Tahoe. Father, bless them, especially the firefighters who risked their lives to protect them. Father, we pray for those who have lost their homes and businesses due to Hurricane Ida, not only in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, but especially with the devastating rains and flooding caused by Ida in New Jersey and New York. Gracious and merciful Father, we also pray that you will also continue to keep us safe and healthy from the Delta virus in our nation and throughout the world, and heal those who have become ill and infected with this virus. Almighty and everlasting God, we also pray today for our members and friends, those who are either ill or recovering from their illness and surgery, as we entrust them into your hands for your healing. Father, as we celebrate and observe tomorrow, Labor Day, we thank you as we take time to reflect on your blessings and many gifts to us. Give us rest from our labors, whether we work at home or outside of the home in the business world. Father, we bring these special petitions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. Amen.
Praise the One who breaks the darkness.
us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Amen.